We thank you, Father, for this beautiful Sunday afternoon. We thank you for the mighty anointing of the Holy Ghost that's already starting to manifest on Brother Freedom. And Lord, we just release Brother Freedom to do as the Holy Ghost directs in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Lord, we thank you. We praise you, wonderful Lord. We thank you, oh, for your marvelous mercies, for your saving grace. We thank that being able to take away the old stony land that many of our lives have been built out. That land has no reproduction qualities. And through you, you have put us in fertile soil. You put us in a place that we can grow in you this day. And we thank you for the inspiration you bring into our hearts. We thank you for the victory. We thank you for the saturation of the glorious power. Oh, that you're not limited. And help us this day to come before your presence with singing, asking you, singing you, praising you, glorifying that wonderful name, who are fearfully and wonderfully made in the image of our wonderful Father. In the creation, we're in the image and likeness of God the Father. Oh, we praise you because he made us. And we thank you for this day. We thank you for such a privilege to be here. We thank you in Jesus' name, amen. You know, we're living in a time when the Lord's coming. He's coming in a time when men's hearts are not ready. But see, the church, the Lord Jesus Christ, was commanded that we tarry to Jerusalem until we got endued with power. Well, that didn't stop right then. That we're staying there until we get endued with supernatural powers from heaven. It takes away that old stony ground. It washes us clean, makes us whiter than snow, gives us a victory in our hearts. We have that assurance that Jesus is mine. We walk and start walking in faith, not in disbelief. Many times we're little young Christians, we doubt, we fear. And these things, when we start the true church of God right now, the ambassadors that's being here for his coming, they need to be filled in these areas. They need to release doubt and inspire faith. They need to walk in victory, not in sadness. They need to have the joy of the Lord, not in the things that bring you away from the Lord. We need that special touch from heaven. We need that electrifying of the glorious power of God, the circumcision of God's mighty hand upon us, that we might inspire those from around. Because without God's help, we're incapable. You know, we can't even preach a sermon without the Spirit of God. You know, we do it in vain the other way. We're doing it in vain. You know, about praying our knees. The Lord told me the other day, he said, you need to get down on your knees and pray. And I said, Lord, you know I have a time getting up. He says, well, I'll help you. And so I've been getting on my knees. It's helped me two ways. I'm starting to get up better, and I'm starting to pray better. I'm saying, glory to God. There's no substitute for humbling yourself on the mighty hand of God. That might be someone gives you a shortcut, but there's no shortcuts with God. God says, humble yourself before his mighty hand that he might exalt you in due time. It's not tomorrow, maybe 5 years now. But in that due time, you're starting to study. Study a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, not even divine the word of truth. Oh, that you learn passing all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. You start learning these things. That's what we're to learn, righteousness, and put off unrighteousness. We're to ensue the things of God. Oh, we're to seek him with all of our heart. I thought about that today, with all of our heart. You know, I used to work on heavy equipment, and I run equipment, and you could see some body that didn't have their heart in it running a cat or bulldozer. You'd do a lot better than they did, but when it's in your heart, you do it better. And that's why we should have it in our heart. If a person pursues a profession in his heart, he's going to be a good person in that field. And that's why we are guard. If we start pursuing him and our heart's not in us, that's where many people you are today. I know where you are. You're out there in left field with God. You need to pursue him with your heart. You need to come and seek him and set your goal on things above. He sees it when you're not really with him. We need to not play God. We need to be with God. We need to call upon him. And many times, many of you people out there this day, you don't call upon God. You don't wait upon the Spirit. You don't look in the Word. And you go, you just come in the sanctuary a couple times a week. And there a lot of your services are so dry. It's drier than, oh, it's dry. You need to be alive unto God. but dead to sin, dead to things of this world. We're to be alive in our practicing of God's will. A product that we do. Our product is doing God's will. That's our product. It's not getting out here and even making a living. We think it's pretty close. We need to do it, but that God excuses no difference. But still, as a Christian, we should have our heart in what we do because we're a Christian. We shouldn't just do it because, oh, that's okay. I'm just going to take this job. No, you put your, when you accept that paycheck, you put your whole heart in what you're doing. If you can't do that, then you should quit and go find something else that you can. Put your heart in it because God expects us to be a good workman, a steward of the things that He's given us, that we might walk in His presence. We might walk in His counsel, walk in His direction, walk in His holiness. Oh, excuse me, did you say holiness? Yes, I said holiness. Holiness is abstaining from all appearance of evil. Bible says that we're to abstain from all appearance of evil. Shun the very appearance. Get away from it. Draw nigh to God, He'll draw nigh to you. Resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Call upon Him, He will answer thee. Seek Him, and He shall surely find Him. Walk before Him, He'll be by your side. He'll not leave you, He'll not forsake you. His eye is over the righteous, His ears are over the cry. But the trouble is, many people are not where they should be with God. They're away from God. And God says, my sheep, well, I'm coming home soon. God's coming through the clouds of glory very soon. And we need to be ready. Because in the 24th chapter, Luke says, He's going to come like a snare upon the face of the whole earth. The whole earth is going to feel it. If you're not prayed up where you should be, when that darkness comes to your life, you're going to be dark. You've got to have that light to escape that darkness, because it's going to be a twinkling light, we're going to be out of here. It's not a long-range term. Oh, you better get ready for a week from now. No, it's in a split second. We need to be ready, and that's how that many are going to miss it. Lord showed me this morning that many, many, many good people are going to miss it because they're not staying in direction with God. See, the direction is, I know having revivals is good, having services are good, but the more important thing than that is having your eyes upon the Lord Jesus Christ, for then your even service will be viewed for His coming. Yes, you'll do these things, but you'll do it. You're waiting. You're waiting for us, expecting that day. It's your first priority. But see, the Bible says we can't even be saved unless the Spirit draws. And we're about to close that hour where the Spirit is, well, we're seeing it very manifest. I said, look at the wickedness. It's coming along this land. Look at the corruption. Look at the decay of marriages. Look at the divorce and all the corruption. Look at the murders and the terrible things that happen. That's because when the Spirit is no longer in charge, it becomes a darkness upon the land. And we can see that. We see it in the weather. God controls the weather, but the weather should tell us one thing. We're nigh into that day. He says, when you see these things come to pass, look up, your redemption draweth nigh. But see, we should be the most wonderful. We should be the happiest. If we're not happy about Jesus coming, then we're going to miss it. If our pleasure is not in Jesus, we're going to miss it. I don't care. You can be a good person. The Lord was just sharing with me this morning. There's going to be lots and lots and lots of good people. They paid their tithes. They've been to church. They've been Sunday school teachers. They've been Sunday school superintendents. They prayed and they sang in the choir. They've done all this wonderful work. But unless it comes a snare upon your heart, and that day it come upon you unaware. And that's what that snare is. It's out to deceive the very elect. It's deceive the people of God, to fool them in this last hour that we will be deceived. Jesus said, be not deceived. The hour cometh when no man can work. The hour is coming when we're going to have to say, hey, revivals are over. The King of Kings is coming. It's His time. It's His time. He has paid in full. This day can have some fringe benefits. That fringe benefits mean that our eyes could be put off a man's view right here long enough to see Him. We're putting Him first. We're not putting Him as just a casual. That's what, He's a casual. No, He's the first one. He is the reason. This other is just standby. It's just the old man. Bible talks about our former conversations. Be put away. Put away all malice, all wickedness, all deceit, all destruction, all filthiness of the mind. Be steadfast, unmovable, unmovable. Means stand strong. Always abound in the work of the Lord. Know it's your labor is not in vain. Casting all your cares upon Him. See, it's getting singular more now. As we go forward, it's going to get singular. Now unto Him that's able to do exceedingly abundantly all we can ask according to the power that works. See, if there's no power in us, we better pray through. Be ye strong in the Lord and power might put you on the whole armor of God that you might be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. Now, if there's ever a time, and since the history of time, it's probably now, it's the worst standing. You've got to be strong, Lord. You've got to be stand in His power. You've got to stand in His grace, that we might walk with courage, with not doubting, believing that God's going to do it. We got to have that faith. It is going to come to pass. That's when you pray, you know it's going to come to pass. You've got to develop this short time you have, and God is the absolute answer. He is no other substitute for God. He has the plan. He has the way. He's the truth and the life. No one comes but the Father, but by Jesus, through the power of God, the Holy Ghost illuminated us with the glory of God. That glory cloud will supernaturally be upon us. We'll have victory. We don't do this in ourselves. We don't supernaturally get without a move to God. Now see, God takes nothing. And that's what we come to Him, we must exercise and say, Lord, I don't want anything, only You. We came in this world with nothing, and truly we're going to leave this world with nothing in this world. All that we're going to have is God has. And that's the closest down where we can get to nothing, is when we have nothing. And that's how it's going to be, and that's why many can't, I got too much here, I got too much state here, I can't leave it. Well, you're going to be missing it. And when you miss it, just a short few weeks or months or something, that's going to get a drastic change. It's going to be powers of darkness going to come in real fast, like hordes of bad spirit, of supernatural things. It's not from God. He'll have a victory here, only for the enemy. He's going to have a victorious day because he's won out. But he's only winning, is only short-lived. You need to realize, if it means staying there and giving your life, you must give it. You must give it, because if you don't, you're going to miss out through eternity. And but now you can have your life, and if you'll live for God, if you'll come to Him this day and commit yourself into His plan and walk in holiness, walk in a totally obedience, walk in the Word, call, seek God forevermore, He will bring you up to victory. He'll give you revelation knowledge. He'll make you have an overflow of revival upon you. The joy of the Lord will be your strength. The fountain of God, the fountain of God's glory be upon you. Flooding you, showing you, exalting you, the name of Jesus. The church needs to rise to where God's called to come into. And now is that time. The time is to grasp on for Jesus. He's coming. We don't need to be like in days of Noah. Those people say, Noah's sort of foolish. Noah, you know, it's not the flood here. And sure enough, there was a day when those people knocked on the ark. But see, God closed the ark. Those people must have screamed. That's been terrible. The voices. I heard about the Titanic going down. It must have been a terrible time. There's nothing compared what the supernatural event's going to be when it comes, the kingdom ends. We need to have our plans in God's hands, that we will live a way that God will bring us out of this mess and put us into a heavenly land. It is that hope that Paul was talking about. If we have that hope in God, we have favor with God. We're having that hope of eternal life. He is our hope, our strength. We are called upon Him. He'll answer us. And we have the victory in this last days. And we have to walk above reproach. We have to walk in no condemnation. We have to be set free. We are ambassadors for the Lord Jesus Christ, walking in victory. But His coming is very soon. We must shape ourselves in the image. We must, in Peter, but it says, taking on the Father's nature. Christians should be taking on nature of love and nature of patience. All the particles of us that need to be changed by the supernatural, put on God's nature. What does God think? That's what we should think. We should hate, as David, we hate sin. We love God. Be doing this, realize it's against God, and we should be with our God. We should love Him so much that we want to practice doing the things that He has for us. And as long as we're here, we need to be practicing our stand for the Lord Jesus Christ. We can walk in victory. We can walk in fulfillment. Oh, that our backs, many times, of the Christian have been so weak. Christians have been so below what God wanted to be. He wanted us to be strong. Many times Christians are very weak. They're very immature. They're very jealous. They're very envious. All these horrible things, Christians get them in them. And they need to get it out of them. They need to take time. When you got time, it says, it's me, O Lord. I want to change. I want to have you to give me a good washing this day. I want you to cleanse me from the very top of my head, the very sole of my feet, that there will be no guile, no wickedness within my whole being. I want to be a vessel of praise, a living sacrifice. In Romans, I beseech you therefore, brother, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which only is your reasonable service. That's just a reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what is that renewing is the flooding of God's glory. Come and see the November. It comes here. It goes. It saturates. It takes you and cleans you and motivates you that you walk in holy consecration. The Bible tells that we must appear as we love God. We must shun the very appearance of evil. We must strive to live wholesome in this last hour. I hope this day that you'll walk in victory. Call upon Him. He's here to touch you, to help you, to ensure you that you'll have the joy of the Lord. You'll have that strength and that habit. All glorious covering of you'll be covered. There'll be nothing showing in your garment. Revelation says that we may be found naked. And out there today, there's some of you out there that's got spots. And God wants to cleanse you of that wickedness. He wants to take away that anger. He wants to take away that sin that so easily besets you and help you run that race with patience, that you might be an overcomer, that you would walk in victory, that you would walk in His counsel, not in man's counsel, but the joy of the Lord would be your strength. You get this upon you, you're going to affect a lot of people around you because you're going to witness with your life. It'll be changed. You'll be walking in victory with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, and God will be well pleased with you. He'll help you. He'll help you to, because God is very concerned about every child. He longs. And James says He longs for that day. Oh, come on. I can see my mother-in-law, how she just used to long for the day that my wife and I'd go back and when she'd been away from her daughter and me also. You know, that's what God is. He longs for us. It's a glorious day. And there'll be no separation at that time. It's going to be glorious living. It's going to be a time you can't imagine the extravagance. Oh, I was going to say notoriety, but this is not going to be notoriety. It's going to be gladness of heart of the King of Kings, the Lord of Glory, walking in His victory, walking in His glory. Glory to God. God bless you this day. I pray that God will illuminate you with His power. Let Him shed the spirit of fear in your eyes. Oh, get on your knees and pray and seek God. Call upon His name. And God will bless you. He'll ensure you that you might live in a righteous way. Oh, Lord, bless your people in a mighty way. Give them victory this day. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done for the supreme sacrifice that Jesus, that you give on Calvary's cross, that we might have this day in full by your power. We know that that day is coming soon, and we have to be strong. We can be strong in you this day. We thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you all. Pray that you walk in victory. You walk not ashamed no longer. You walk in His counsel and His direction. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen and amen. God bless.
Thank you, Father, for showing up to the power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen.